Well, the original case that I wrote up was of a woman who claimed that evil spirits were attacking her, physically attacking her. And she had come from about 2,000 miles away to be evaluated by this prominent American exorcist, Catholic priest, at a time when there were very few of them in America. And I was asked to evaluate her. She had bruises all over her body. She gave a very credible story. She was not particularly disturbed in any way. We did some tests on her, some bleeding tests. We checked her platelets. We even did a CAT scan and that sort of thing. And I had to admit to the priest that this dramatic story that she was giving about sitting in her house and literally feeling physically attacked, beaten by invisible forces, appeared to be a credible story. It was verified, by the way, by many of her friends and her husband, who, you know, would be observing this happening helplessly. And I said, well, Father, I cannot find any medical or psychiatric reason why this woman would be experiencing this very bizarre experience. And he said, well, thank you, Dr. Gallagher. That's what I thought. I wanted to make sure she didn't have a disorder, but this is what we call a oppression. So after that, you know, I came to be referred or asked to evaluate, would be a better way of putting it, because these are not patients of mine. You know, Professor Dutton, I'm not treating these individuals. I'm just doing a scientific diagnosis. Now, it turns out that a lot of the people that I see who think they are possessed are mentally ill. But in some of these cases, the phenomena is so bizarre and ranges over what we call the paranormal, although the more technical spiritual term is preternatural, that there seems to be no other explanation but that something spiritual is going on of a nefarious nature. So I've wound up seeing a tremendous amount. Well, I wouldn't say a tremendous amount, but I've seen probably 800 or 900 people in the course of 25 years who have some kind of demonic attack. And in a certain subset of those who I believe unequivocally are demonically possessed.